But it blows my mind, one, that Nexus would do that.
Right.
And that, you know, they get by with it.
Yeah.
No notary,
that seems...
Yeah, it's got a place for notarization on it, but it's not notarized. And if his copy isn't notarized, then is the other one? And when did they notarize it? And who witnessed it?
Right.
You know?
That's an interesting point. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah,
But there is this place for the notary.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
If you look down on it, I'm pretty sure it's something.
Okay.
The other, well, as I say, the maps that are...
Yeah, done
far, far away from here and nobody's looking at. And I can see, if somebody was looking at a map, a Google map or an Earth map, whatever they're looking at, and they see wide open spaces and they think, oh, great, you know, we'll just, but they don't care. I mean, obviously, this house down here that they're within here in that fence, it's right next to it.
Yeah.
You know, and
they
don't care.
Yeah.
It's just, and you know, I'd listen to I was never part of the conversations, but I would hear the aftermath of the conversations between John and Jim sometimes, and of what they were discussing and negotiating with them.
Yeah.
You know, like this pipeline, because of the farming and the animals and everything, is supposed to be 6 feet under, not 3 feet under,
right,
like the rest of it's supposed to be.
Right.
They are supposed to, there's something else they were supposed to do. And I said to him the other day, is anybody paying attention? Are they doing what they're supposed to be doing? In the way they're, something about how they were moving the soil and
right,
putting it back, and how, you know, there's drain tile.
I saw the drain tile, yeah.
Through, yeah, the farmers have to have drain, have to have drain tile, you know. Are they going to put that all back the way they found it, you know? And
someone, something tells me no.
Well, I'm sure they're going to get by with as little as they can.
Drain tile, I hadn't thought about that, how ubiquitous that is across the route.
I have my cousin's sister-in-law had the Rover pipeline come through their property, and it's also as close to their house. She sent me a picture, and it's quite close.
Where are they?
They're in Carroll County.
Oh, okay.
I don't know whether she would agree to talk to you or not.
Well, she would. I'd love to.
I will ask her. I've been going to send her an update because she said, you know, keep me posted, you know.
She's the judge.
No.
Oh,
no. This is, she's retired. She and her husband are retired teachers. Came from Akron, bought the farm in their retirement just because they wanted to live in the country and enjoy nature, and bought a couple of horses and some cattle, and, you know, so they could entertain their grandkids. We're going to live the dream life, and there they are with their lives totally
in Carroll County.
In Carroll County.
Jeez.
I don't know that I have her address. I have an email for her and a phone number.
Well, I get down to Carroll a lot, so if she's interested.
Okay. I will send her a message and ask if she's interested in talking to you, because she has a different perspective, too.
Okay.
Now, my friend the judge, whose husband's family is down in the Harrison County area, they were there, of course, because of the influx of income.
Right.
And they have so much acreage that going across it doesn't really impact. And they're also retired, so it's not as though they're trying to make their living off the land.
Right.
They view it from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And even, you know, friends of ours live down south of Worcester in Red Hawk.
Yeah.
Down there. And when we were at a party with them, and I was talking about the pipeline going through and you know, how disturbing it was. And he looked at me and he said, well, they've gone through properties down by us. And he said, you know, they made millionaires out of a lot of those farmers. And he said, they've covered it up and it looks just like it always used to look. Well...
Yeah.
It probably does in a lot of places.
Yeah.
But we all know that there are places where they've totally screwed it up.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not what you see.
Right. And, I mean, can you confirm they've made millionaires out of a lot of people? I mean, with the oil and gas drilling, it's very hard to back that statement up as far as fracking has made millionaires. Very hard to...
Well, they paid them, in some of the larger parcels, they paid them $1 million to go through their property.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, well, then,
That's what they're referring to.
Right. Well, like John Strong said, though, you're still paying property taxes on a piece of...
Property you don't own.
You don't own.
And, you know, like I said to you, I don't know yet what our property taxes or anybody around here, what theirs are going to do.
Yeah.
Our insurance rates, rather. And I'm not going to call them and ask them.
No, because you don't want them to get out here sooner rather than later. Oh, man.
Don't ask, don't know. But... You know, it's just not right. You know, the whole thing is just not right.
No.
And And but you're fighting a Goliath, and it's just...
That's for sure.
And I think, you know, both John Strong and Paul Jarowski ran for...
yeah, they told me.
Township trustees.
Yeah.
And I know they're both trying to get their foot... they did a smart thing, in my view. They got their foot in the water. They get a little bit of name recognition, and then they can hopefully go on and actually pursue becoming a part of the legislature and hopefully make some changes.
Yeah.
Even if they do have to compromise along the way, you know.
Right.
If they can wield some changes.
Yeah.
And some of what I'm reading, and I don't read about FERC every day, but what I am reading is some of that, it looks like the commissioners, at least on the surface, are beginning to ask more questions and trying to do a little more scrutiny.
Yeah.
Whether that's real or just... You know,
yeah, but the FERC commission, the FERC commissioners should be out doing what I'm doing. They should meet people.
Yes.
You can't be sitting in some remote... Like
exactly.
You said, you can't be sitting in Houston and actually understanding the topography of your property.
Yeah.
You can't be sitting in D.C. and saying that, hey, yep, check, 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 check.
Yep.
Well, then this is good. Why? What's the harm? And then you're going to say, well, there's an expense. Well, things are expensive sometimes. And this thing, doing this, should be super expensive.
Yeah, it should.
And the company should be paying for the regulators.